I advise everyone to complete these internships, complete any opportunities that are out there. Don't be afraid to go for it. And if you're someone who thinks that you should be in a certain field or you should pursue, let's say, diplomacy, and you want to confine your internships or your positions to strictly government organizations, or strictly you want to work for the federal or provincial or municipal government, you're perhaps passionate about other areas, but you don't want to apply for some of these other internships due to feeling as though they won't add value to your career that you plan for yourself. I strongly encourage all of you to think about what you will gain from doing an internship. And it doesn't have to be film. It can be any internship that's out there. It can be an internship working as a media intern for a broadcasting company. There's so many skills that you will learn as an intern in that field. I've talked to people who are experts in media and experts in communication, and I have to say that the skills that you learn in any job are highly valuable. And in any position that you take on, what you put into it is what you get back in return.
Absolutely.
So another point that I wanted to make is I have to say I did complete research on your experience and the work that you've done. And I am impressed with your background in film. But you're not restricted to just film. You have experience, like you're studying international relations right now at the University of Toronto. So that just goes to show you that you're someone that not only writes about issues pertaining to women and security, but you have a strong background in many different areas. You're not restricted to just one area. And I think that's something that I oftentimes encourage people to do, is to have different things that you pursue. Look at things that are of interest to you. Don't be afraid to explore them, because the skills that you obtain from pursuing those passions can oftentimes help you down the road. Right. But on top of everything, you also interned at the NYC Independent Film Festival. And this is where you expanded your event planning skills by assisting in the organization of an independent film festival that received almost 1,000 films internationally and exhibited over 180 during the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a cool experience, you know, in terms of working at a festival. It's really the films themselves. You're going to meet a lot of really cool people, a lot of really interesting filmmakers. You're going to interact with a lot of people in the film industry. And it's a sort of experience that if you really want to get a sense of how to plan events, I highly encourage film festivals, because you are planning almost an entire series of events targeted towards promoting a film, targeted towards a product that isn't necessarily a product, but the event itself is the product. So it's a really good way to get a sense of how do I manage and how do you work with a lot of people at once. So it's interesting in that regard.
Amy, you also developed audience-oriented marketing skills to promote culturally and racially diverse films and music videos to specific cultural groups through articles in the Real World monthly newsletter and networking partnerships in Toronto. What were some of the marketing skills that you applied in order to promote diverse films?
Well, I tried to stick with the basics of what is this film trying to talk about? What is the message that the director's trying to get across? That's what films are. Films are a mode of communication. Films are used to, sometimes it's a political message, sometimes it's a cultural value, sometimes it's to discuss a certain event in the international community. Regardless of what it is, the director always has an intention, the screenwriter has an intention. What's the intention? What is it that the director wants you to see? And that's really what people are drawn to. They want to see what the director wanted them to see, or at least they want to explore that relationship between the film and what is the film saying? What is the film showing? What maybe is the underlying point of the film? Now, sometimes people go see films just for seeing films, but for film festivals specifically, film festivals are meant to exhibit and meant to showcase films that have really interesting meanings that may not necessarily make it to widescreen media. So when marketing for those sort of films, it was really about discussing what makes this film unique? What was it that the director wanted you to see? I conducted a lot of interviews with directors. I looked into their past filmography. I tried to understand what their style was, and they found what they found to be passionate, what they were passionate about, what they wanted to communicate, and what they wanted to share. If you find a group of people who want to share what you are passionate about, that's an audience that's going to really enjoy that. It's an audience that's really going to gain the most out of your film. I mean, some people make films for the sake of making films, and they don't want anybody else to see, and that's one thing. Some people make films because they want to share a message. So it's really about targeting what's in the message that they want to share, and what sort of communities are going to appreciate that. So I conducted interviews, I wrote articles about sort of the background of filmmakers and what trends they have in their styles and what trends they have in their storytelling. And then I tried to find community specifically to share that with. Who would appreciate the story the most? You never know. It's really about, it's the same with anything. You can apply this sort of marketing knowledge to anybody. Who is going to appreciate this product the most? Who is going to gain, maybe not the most value, since I don't like putting value in terms of films, but who is this going to have an impact on? And who is going to be interested in this that may not have known they would be interested in this? And how do you communicate the different ranges of something, of a film, of a policy issue? How do you communicate those that may not just be at face value of the topic name or the film name? So it's ultimately, the thing with marketing is to put the information out there, to explain why it's important, to explain what can be drawn out of it. Those are the sort of skills that can go from promoting a film to discussing a policy and why a community should care about a policy, why a community should care about a security issue or a government initiative or NGO initiative. That's the power of media, and that's the power of marketing. When you combine those and you find the right groups to utilize those with, you really expand, and you really expand the impact of something, or the impact it could have.
I think it's oftentimes always useful to look at the audience that you want to appeal to. With certain programs, with certain films, the message has to be very clear. Now, it's one thing to create a film, but it's another thing to promote and to market the film. That oftentimes is a difficult process that requires a lot of time, a lot of commitment, and a lot of dedication. Making a film is hard, but making sure that people know about the film is a whole nother process. So with your experience marketing a lot of these films, interviewing directors, studying and conducting research about previous films that they have worked on, what is the biggest lesson that you learned as a result of going through the process of interviewing some of these filmmakers?
It's one of the biggest lessons I've learned is to allow things to be personal. So sometimes people are a little bit reluctant to get onto a very personal level, especially in marketing, right? If you're making a mass media campaign, you can't be personal with every target audience member. But that's really how you speak to people. When it comes to films especially, the film itself is a personal project. It's a personal level, right? So you have to be willing to discuss that, and you need to be able to think about how to approach a personal topic. This applies to a lot of things in terms of marketing. Is there a personal way that this policy or this product or this initiative is going to reach out to people? How is it going to do that? How do we discuss this any sort of level? So it's really, one of the biggest lessons was to be open to considering the personal and to understand it and be able to utilize that to make it personal for others as well.
Amy, I want to thank you for doing this interview. As the new program editor of Women in Security, I really look forward to reading more of your publications, and at the same time, I'm excited about having you here, and I really look forward to collaborating with you on upcoming projects.
Thank you for having me.